following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. Glad to have you here. We are going to talk baseball, Legion, area, and state. Kearney Little League headed back to Indianapolis. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Games. Basketball is tonight. We will catch up with Paul Reinertsen. He is coaching in the boys' portion of that game. His son Riley and Damian Austin of Kearney will play on his blue team against the red. We'll talk with him coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also coming up on the program today, Nick Medline, PurpleWildcats.com, our 14 teams in 14 days. Big Ten preview continues with the Northwestern Wildcats, and that is coming up on today's Doug and Daddy Show. And towards the end, we've put the Adams County Fair pretty much to rest. Now it's Buffalo County Fair time. We'll talk about all the excitement that's going on this weekend that's going to be going on here in Kearney. So it's all going on. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can always tweet us. The Twitter address is at ESPN. 1460 1550 at ESPN 1460 1550. You can Facebook us, ESPN Superstation. Of course, the Dent Popper inbox for all the emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the fan line is 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Jimmy Langan, good morning. How are you?
Real good, Doug. How are you doing? What did you do this weekend?
Well, tried to avoid cruise night.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And that's for another radio program.
Yep,
to talk
we're going to let them talk about it. Yeah, that's good.
There's things I don't understand, but I don't want to get into a political confrontation on this radio show. I think everybody had a good time this weekend. Hope they did. Hope everybody was safe. Hope everybody got along, and we'll leave it at that. But I was wrong about the British Open. It was not a 50-1 shot, and it was far from it. The cream rose to the top, and as they said the last couple of days, and it was even pretty evident on Friday, is that some of the top players in the world, there were very few non-top 50 players in the world on the first two pages of those leaderboards, and Rory McIlroy was able to kind of put it in coast mode yesterday and bring home his first British Open. Pretty cool, and his dad makes a lot of money.
Yeah, hey,
he makes more, though, by the way. Just for the record, Rory made more than his dad did yesterday.
Yeah, he won $1.66 million. Rory did, I think, was the chair. Tell me, explain exactly on the air. I want to hear it. What did his dad exactly do? How did he
Well,
do
you
this?
Know in England you can bet anything.
Yes, exactly.
You can bet anything.
Right.
Tennis is heavy. Everything, soccer's heavy. You know, futures this, futures that. And so the bet with him and three of his buddies, so they had equivalent of about $400 American bet that when Rory was 15, so this was 10 years ago, his dad was able to bet that his son would win the British Open by the time he turned 26-ish. The language has been reported different on a couple of things. He's 25 years and 2 months, so he's still 25, and some of it says when he's 25. Well, he is 25. And so whatever the odds were comes out to about $347,400 for about $347,000. So it's like 10,000 to 1. You can't get that in the United States of America. That's one thing, Jimmy. You can't get that odd. If you go to Vegas, I've never seen a 10,000 to 1 odd on anything. anything.
Yeah, they don't want to mess with somebody coming in and just lucking out and having Rutgers win the national championship or something. And I mean, they'll give you a nice price, but it's not going to be 10,000 to one or 100,000 to one or anything. You're exactly right. So that's what it was. Before that age, that's what it was. I wonder what happened. I could have thought, hey, to win that much money, Rory would have never been that big of a long shot to win the tournament. You know, I mean, right? Who got that bet? Or, you know, how many consecutive eagles he had or something, you know. But, very, very strange that somebody would even take that bet.
But a fun tournament to watch. It was good enough that even if you watched it for 4 days, you're not familiar necessarily with the course because it's not the same one they play every year. But you knew which holes by Saturday and Sunday were the par fives and who could score. And it was fun to watch. But here's my realization now, Jimmy, and this question keeps getting asked and keeps getting asked, and I think I've said it before, and I'll say it again today. Jack's record is safe. Jack Nicklaus's record is safe. Tiger Woods, there's too many good golfers now. Tiger Woods is not going to win five more majors, and again, I'm a Tiger fan, and I'm rooting for him. But seriously, golf fan, is Rory going to win four more in his lifetime? Would you sit here today and say that Rory McIlroy, because that's what you're saying, he's younger with more of a lifespan golf-wise than what Tiger has. So can you sit there and say that Tiger will win five more majors, four more majors? I just don't see it happening. And for the first time, Jack Nicklaus has now passed him because they've always said how Tiger is so far ahead of Jack's pace, he's just got to slap one out once in a while. It's been 6 years. It's over, and that's too bad. It's too bad. Part of it, injury, but to me, the number one reason was what happened in his personal life because it threw him totally. I mean, he was moving along at that time, even though he had the injury to his leg, and he's never been the same since.
You know, in athletics, if some of it is so mental and what kind of frame of mind you're in and what kind of the mood you're in when you get on these streaks, when you play well, and boy, I'll tell you what, I think you hit it right on the head. As soon as his personal life, nothing could go that wrong that fast without it being something that happened to him. And his personal life is what it was. Now, he's got some injuries. He's got some other things that are related to him not playing as well. But he was at such a high level. And to continue at that high level, you have got to continue and have a great deal of confidence. And if you lose that confidence spark and that air about yourself where all the other players are looking at you, you know, back to your point about will it ever happen, I don't think it will. I think Jack's record's safe. But Rory McIlroy, I think, would have a better chance than Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods hasn't even come close to winning tournaments. Tiger Woods every once in a while will have a nice round, but very seldom has he had two good rounds in his 72 holes. Now, you have to have three good rounds to win the tournament.
And I just think I think the main reason is there's too many good golfers now. Not in that from good to great. And they made the point yesterday, the 20-somethings are here again. Ricky Fowler has been in the top five of each one of the majors. Sergio Garcia is playing well. He's 34. Rory, he's been up and down. I mean, like they said, last year he shot 79 in the first round of the Open, and he's just saying, I'm lost. I don't know what's going on. I mean, not a lot of people a year ago would have said, okay, well, 2014, I'm going to take Rory, because at that time he was messed up too. And again, the point is, I'm rooting for Tiger every time he's out there, but I don't think Rory's going to win that many, so why would you think Tiger's going to win that many or any golfer right now? There's just a lot of great, great golfers out there. So that's been kind of the talk show debate for about 15 years, since about 2000, if Tiger Woods will get Jack, and forever the answer was yes until he got hurt, until his personal life kind of crumbled around him, and he just he wins tournaments. He's had one nice year since coming back from all of that, but we'll see. I guess we'll see. I think time's running out on Tiger, so we'll see how that plays out. One major to go, and that's the PGA, which I'm gonna be honest with you. Does anybody even care? I mean, by the time football rolls around, the PGA, nobody knows what it is about, where it's at. People like the TPC at Sawgrass with the Island Green. People pay more attention to that because, frankly, once football cranks up, and the PGA will be over before official football starts, but we start talking football, golf goes to the back burner.
Yeah, the PGA, the one thing about that, if you had somebody that had a chance to win the Grand Slam or something like that, people would be talking about it. The one thing I remember about the PGA, Doug, is when John Daly won it the 1 year, and he came out of, you know, he wasn't even scheduled to play in it, and then a couple guys backed out, and he's in a car driving overnight, and of course, you know what condition John Daly might be in, you know, it's when they call him on a Thursday, and, you know, and say, hey, if you can get here in 6 hours, you get to play, and then he goes on and wins the whole tournament. You know, that was a sensational thing, so they have to have something like that happen for it to be interesting.
We talked with Coach Mike Davis a couple of weeks ago, last time we were in Grand Island as the season wrapped up for the Nebraska Danger. We flat out asked him if he was coming back to the Nebraska Danger. He said yes, and everything but the official ink work was done. Well, this morning, the ink work is done. The team owner and president, Charlotte Bosselman, announcing that Danger head coach Mike Davis will continue in his role in 2015. This is his fifth season at the helm. Previously, he played 6 years in the arena and indoor leagues before moving into coaches. He led the Danger to their second consecutive playoff appearance and their second consecutive championship game, where they've fallen the last 2 years to Sioux Falls. So Mike Davis, it's official, back with the Nebraska Danger, and we like him.
Yeah, I'll tell you
good
what.
Good coach, we like him.
When you work that league, I mean, not everybody's kind to you when you're refereeing, and he's been more than fair to me. I mean, I've had some calls where he didn't appreciate him, you know what I mean, but he's been more fair to me. He's yelled at me a little bit, but then, hey, you know what, the next play, we go move on, and we go. So I'm glad he's back. I enjoyed reffing him, and, you know, hey, it's a job I don't have to do. You know, if somebody, the head coach from the Nebraska Danger is not a class act, you know, I'll find a different job. You know, I'll do something else.
You got other things you can do on Saturday night?
Yeah, on a Saturday night. But I do appreciate working for him, and he's always treated me fairly.
So there you go. If you'd like to be part of the program, give us a call. We have got a lot to talk about, including the Kearney Little Leaguers. They are going back to Indianapolis, Jimmy. And, again, I know that the Metro has been complaining that, well, nobody plays, you know, Little League. We play yada, 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 USSSA and all that. Well, Kearney continues to dominate, and they dominated everybody they played over the weekend. And now, with the way they've played in the regional, they're beating the other teams. They were able to get that trip to Williamsport, and now they look pretty good. This all starts August 1st in Indianapolis. They'll play four pool play games. They play everybody but one team, and then if you make the top four, if you can win a couple at least, you're going to be into that semifinal action, and whoever wins goes to Williamsport.
Yeah, I would think that most people in Kearney, Nebraska, that know a lot about baseball would say that getting there is not that hard. In the state of Nebraska, Kearney's dominated. Kearney takes a real interest in trying to get our little league kids there. Mm-hmm. We really do things the correct way. We're very interested in it. It's not our fault that the rest of the state's not that interested in it, but because we are interested in it, this is something we take pride in doing. We wish that other towns would take an interest and do this, so it's not our fault. So to pretend like, you know, this is a major upset that we're going down there, that would be false.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is we're doing everything the correct way. It's not our fault. Hey, we want to go down. Now, these other teams that we're going to be playing are pretty good in other states. And one thing about it is I don't care how good you are. You get on ESPN, somebody thinks it's pretty important.
Yeah, take advantage.
Yeah, let's go. Having said that, hopefully I didn't step on anybody's toes, but I was trying to be upfront and honest about it. That's what's kind of going on in the state of Nebraska. So Kearney has a tremendous advantage right now, but that's not our fault. Well, you know, we want to be good at it, and we are. I mean, we're dominating it.
Do with it what you can, and the cool thing is, and the interesting thing I always think is, it's basically every year it's a whole new set of kids and a whole new set of coaches, and they found that gel here each and every year to keep the keep things rolling. When we come back, we're going to talk with Paul Reinertsen, Gibbon boys basketball coach who stepped down at the end of this year. He's coaching tonight in the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Game. Nick Medline from Purple Wildcat to talk Northwestern football, and a little preview of the Buffalo County Fair, all still to come.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Order Liskey, McBride & Kuehl.
We listen to you. We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner Liskey McBride & Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A heat advisory in effect this afternoon through tonight. For today, sunny skies, hot conditions, humid as well, a high of 99. Tonight, a slight chance for thunderstorms, a low cooling to 72. Right now, 84.
Be a jukebox hero. Got stars in his eyes. Be a jukebox hero.
Hey, Maddie's show. Just kind of puts you in the concert mood. A lot of that's been going on. Hope wherever you've been enjoying yourself. And you'll be getting there in your Midway vehicle, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, sponsoring the Buffalo County Fair going on this week at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, because where else would you have a fair? And, of course, if you are looking to buy that new or pre-owned vehicle, they always have some of the best out there at the fairgrounds. Or don't wait. Stop by their location at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Through the end of the month, 0% financing for 60 months on 2014 Cruises, Malibus, and Impala models. And if you're looking at a truck, how about 0% APR for 72 months on all 2014 Silverado light and heavy duty pickups? It's through the end of the month. And of course, at the end of the month, they're going to be drawn out for their summer Midway Extreme giveaway. You'll be giving a Vulcan 900 Kawasaki motorcycle and Tandem Skydive through Skydive Atlas. The package includes the HD video and the still images of your skydive. It's really cool, and somebody's going to win it. Why not be you? Go to their Facebook page or right there online where you see all of their inventory and special deals at thinkmidway.com. Thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Kearney. Well, the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Basketball games are tonight. Volleyball is tomorrow. Softball is Wednesday. And it's one last chance for a great group of seniors to participate. Paul Reinertsen of Gibbon, also for now, his last basketball game. Of course, as we know, stepped down at the end of the year as a Gibbons coach. He'll coach the blue team tonight, which has his son Riley and Damian Austin of Kearney, among others. And Paul joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks for the time. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is always special when you can coach an all-star game, and with so many of them around the state now, it used to be the Shrine Game for football and then the Coaches Association, and that used to be it. So pretty special honor to get a chance to coach in this one.
Well, it is. I'm honored to be selected to coach. It's a great honor to be around the best basketball players in Nebraska. So certainly looking forward to it. I know Riley's looking forward to it. So should be a fun time for all tonight.
You've got a few practices under your belt, and the format for this game has kind of changed a little bit over the years. There's more of a draft style now. It's not north-south. It's not east-west. Talk about the process of just picking your team.
Well, once you got down to the last 24 players that were selected to play in the game, then each coach, we had a draft day, and it was a coin flip to start with to see who got the first pick, and then then the next coach got the second and the third, and then the fourth, fifth, and we just kind of rotated like that. So I lost the coin flip, okay? And I don't know if you can really say you lost the coin flip. Every player here is a great player, and, really no matter who you had on your team, you were going to have good players. So, but that's kind of the process that we went through. And a lot of times, as a coach, you kind of know the names, but you really maybe haven't seen some of these guys play a whole lot. You might have caught them at the state tournament, so you don't know a lot about them. Other than the fact they were good players in their high school. But I'm happy with our team. I really wanted to get Damian on my team, and Damian and Riley used to play together in elementary basketball, and so it's kind of neat for those guys to hook up one more time.
We're talking with Paul Reinertsen, Gibbon basketball. He's going to coach tonight in the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Game. The head coach of the red team is Todd Heyer, and if anybody read the article in the Independent today, you both have sons playing. So did you just right off the bat say, okay, I got Riley and you got Connor, and then we're going to draft everybody else?
Yeah, actually the NCAA kind of sets it up that way. If you have a player, whoever's coaching, if they have a player in the game, they automatically get that player. So those players are kind of off the board, to start with. And so, I don't know if I wanted to coach against your own son. I don't think Todd would have wanted to either. So that worked out pretty well.
How would you describe your team? You've got most of your practices over the weekend in quick, tall, offensive, defensive. How would you describe the talent you've got?
We've got a talented group. The thing that probably stands out right now to me is how unselfish. Sometimes you come to an All-Star game, and most of these guys probably their leading scorer on their own high school team. But our group has been extremely unselfish, pleasantly surprised. And we've really distributed the basketball. Obviously, we're a lot bigger than what I've used to in the regular season. I got some good size. It's kind of nice to in the huddle to actually look up the players. I really like the Hatterley kid from Bellevue West. He's been a good leader for us, and he's really a nice player. He's about 6'7", 6'8". So we got some good size. I think we're pretty strong inside. But I like our perimeter guys. We've got some good shooters. I think we've got three really good point guards, Damian Austin, and Peyton Helmstetter for Lincoln Northeast, and Troy Sedlak from Millard South are all really good point guards, national point guards. And so I think they're going to push the ball, and should be a fun game. It's going to be an up-and-down game. I know that ball is going to be going up and down the floor. I just hope that we can actually make some shots along the way as well. But it should be an interesting match tonight.
How much do you worry about the other team? What's your scouting report on what the Red has?
Well, we talked about them a little bit with our guys. What they might try to do. Obviously, they get some really good players as well. And so, it's not that you don't really have a lot of time to put in a lot of things. We just talked about maybe the tendencies of the other players on what they might try to do, what we'll try to do. But we're just kind of worried about ourselves.
Paul Reinertsen, Gibbon basketball coach, coaching tonight in the Coaches Association All-Star Game, joins us here. And again, tonight the girls go first, the boys go second. Sometimes questions are out there about how the Class A and C and D kids mesh together. It sounds like you're really pleased. I mean, I think basketball is one of the easier sports as much as it's played during the summer and all the time. So no concerns with that?
I really know. You wouldn't be able to tell who was on the A, who was a B, C, or D. Our guys have accepted each other. Everybody is treated the same, a lot of high fives. And it's kind of neat to see them interact away from practice as well. We've had some team things that the NCAA has put up for us. And our guys have kind of fit in together really well. In fact, probably better than I would have maybe anticipated coming in. Just been around. We came in Saturday morning for camp, and they've really grown close to each other, and so I think that'll make for a better game come Monday night.
Paul, with Riley so focused on golf, which he should be at this time of the year, had he picked up a basketball since the end of the season?
Well, I'd like to be able to tell you, yeah, but to be honest, once the season got done, he's pretty much kind of focused on golf. In fact, he's playing at a tournament here this morning, and so he's going to drive down here later this afternoon and put on his uniform. So, but I know he's excited to play. He was able to make a couple of the practices, missed a couple, but he made a couple. We tried to shoot a little bit. We have been on the road about the last 3 weeks, and haven't really gotten the gym much. I got another guy that was a baseball player and a couple other guys that are football players. They're going to play football long college, and so you know they haven't spent a lot of time in the gym all either, and so which is understandable. They're concentrating on the sport they're going to play in college, but I think you'll see these guys compete. I don't think that'll be a detriment necessarily. You know, I think they're going to play hard. These guys are all competitive kids. We've had some good little scrimmages here in practice, and it's just fun to watch the competitive spirit these guys come out. So I think they'll compete hard, and it should be a good game tonight.
Just a couple minutes left with Paul Reinertsen ahead of tonight's Coaches Association All-Star Game. Paul, we haven't talked on the air since you decided that this would be it for your career, so this is kind of your last basketball game. You get to coach Riley one more time. Just your thoughts on moving not away from Gibbon, but stepping down and what this game will mean to you.
Well, it's going to be you know, kind of a special game, being your last game, and then also being an All-Star game and getting to coach Riley one more time will be a special night. Probably a few emotional moments maybe tonight, but I've been doing it for quite a while, and I've enjoyed every year. I've had some great kids to coach with, and my assistant coaches have been great guys, and so I'm going to miss the camaraderie you have with your players and the relationship you have with your players. You know, I think it's just time maybe to I just kind of want to step down and do some other things. Kids in college kind of want to follow them a little bit, but it will be a special time tonight. I'm going to enjoy tonight and savor the moment.
And I can't let you go without getting a couple golf questions in. All three of your boys have really had a real special summer. In fact, just last week we were talking about qualifying for the U.S. Amateur down there in Wichita, where two of your sons go 1-2. And I want to know, Jordan and Josh seem to have stepped it up this summer. Is that because they're tired of Riley getting all the pub, or what's going on?
Well, maybe a little bit. Yeah, he's kind of giving them a hard time a little bit, kind of putting their face a little bit, so they've kind of stepped their games up a little bit. But it's a friendly rivalry. Yeah, it's really happy to see them play well. The amateur was obviously a special deal. Both of them went down there and played very, very well, and get to go on to Atlanta to the Athletic Club. Should be a special time. That's probably the premier amateur golf tournament in the world, and to be a part of it is a really special time. So we're excited about that.
And Paul, for the fans out there that don't know, is there another tournament or two before we get back into college for these guys?
We're planning one right now, and we've got Riley's got one more event, and Josh will probably be, we're not sure, he might play one more, and Jordan's got one more as well. So we're kind of winding down. I kind of want to have him, Riley in particular, to kind of be fresh for college. It's going to be a little bit different what he's used to. But we're getting towards the end for those guys.
Now, remember, when they use up their eligibility, I need those three and me to play a four-man, and I don't even care where that scramble's at because I just want to drive the golf cart.
That sounds good. All right.
Hey, Paul, always appreciate the time. Looking forward to watching the game tonight, and enjoy your time tonight with the young man. Best of luck.
Well, thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
You bet, Paul. Thanks for the time. And you think I'd ever get to – they'd probably let me putt first, and I'd get to putt in the gimmies. What do you think, Jimmy?
I think you're going to get to play with them, and I think it's going to be a four-man scrambler. But I wouldn't try to do two of them. I think they're just going to give you one, you know, and they're going to just do that and say, hey, we need to do this. He's covered us all these years, and he's kind of a good guy, and you have to go. But I don't think they're going to let go with you afterwards. I think after the it's over with, they're going home.
They're probably going back to the practice range.
Yeah, they'll probably do some putting.
By the way, the 106 Nebraska Amateur is going on today, opening round at the Norfolk Country Club, and your leader right now is Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon. He is 4-under through 13, but it looks like they're playing the course really well. Lance Lawson, UNK's Michael Colgate, is playing in this. They're both 3-under. Colgate 3-under through just 9 holes today. Riley is playing in this. He's even through 9, so he'll finish his 9. He'll drive back to Lincoln. He'll play the basketball game. He'll turn around and go back up to Norfolk tomorrow at the beautiful Norfolk Country Club. I want to thank Paul Reinertsen for his time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our 14 teams in 14 days takes us to Northwestern. Nick Medline, PurpleWildcats.com next.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? For mature men, there's TrueForm from Complete Nutrition. This daily metabolism-boosting multivitamin has everything you need for long-term wellness. TrueForm supports heart health, a better prostate,
energy, mood, memory, and reinvigorates male vitality. Trueform Power and Performance, a multivitamin for men. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The following sponsors are proud to support the area youth involved in all the area county fair, 4-H, and livestock auctions. Trampy Ag, Kappa Grains, Zorb Farms, Exchange Bank Minden, Killian Motors, Sapp Brothers, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, Ravenna Sanitation, RAI of Nebraska, Exchange Bank in Minden, Stadler Implement in Minden, and Clevenger Farm Products. Good luck to each and every one of you. Taking time out of your summer to be a part of such a great program is a blue ribbon in itself.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Jim Langan on this Monday. Let's take a look at the Midtown Mart cooler question right now. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you over the weekend which American League division leader is most likely to remain atop their division at the end of the year. 55% said Detroit, 45% said Oakland. Nobody was jumping on board with the Baltimore Orioles. So there you go. And interestingly enough, Jimmy, just after this first weekend back from the All-Star game, each one of the National League divisions tied at the top.
Isn't that something?
It's crazy. And I've got a little baseball for you when we get back here. But right now, which of these conferences is least likely to have a team in the college football playoff? You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, or the SEC. Which of these conferences is least likely to have a team in the college football playoff? And a lot of people, Jimmy, I think will just jump right on the ACC here. But remember, that's where your defending national champ and Florida State is. If they have that much of an advantage over everybody, they're already going to start towards the top, if not number one, and probably stay there. And if somebody beats them, it'd be like Auburn coming through the SEC, and they would probably get there. So I'm not going to choose the ACC in this one. In fact, I'm going to choose the Pac-12. I think if Oregon's not there, they don't have a viable candidate this year. I know Stanford has been very good, but I would, because you know the SEC is going to have somebody there. Big Ten might be the one. You know, Ohio State, Michigan State have done a great job, but if it's somebody else, they're going to have to run the table. But I'll take a wild card here and say Pac-12.
Yeah, and I'm leaning towards the Pac-12 too. I like your thinking. I was thinking of UCLA maybe if they had a good year, or if Stanford had a good year, they'd probably take them. They'll take a Nebraska if they have a good year. Nebraska is going to be one of those teams that year in and year out they just won too many national championships over a 20-year period. Nebraska and Wisconsin are kind of in that mold. But you're right. If Michigan State or Ohio State have a good year, they're in it for sure. Florida State's in. Mark it down. They're in. ACC. Florida State, mark them down. They are in the thing.
You have made a lot of predictions. In fact, Phil Steele likes UCLA out of the Pac-12. He has them ranked fifth. He likes Northwestern as his major long shot. You, before Phil Steele said that, have been on Northwestern's bandwagon. Don't forget, you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. So let's talk Northwestern football. 14 teams in 14 days.
It's that time, 14 teams in 14 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 28th and 29th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Big Ten West Division for today's team.
Northwestern.
The Wildcats.
It's time for 14 teams in 14 days, now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Nick Medline, PurpleWildcats.com, the publisher of the Rivals website that takes care of Northwestern. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nick, good morning. Glad to have you on again.
Oh, it's great to be on again. It's fun to talk some Northwestern football. I'm glad it's a new season. I mean, the last one wasn't so good, so I think there's some new light over here.
Well, we're 1 week from today. We will be in Chicago with Big Ten Media Days and finding out a whole lot more and looking forward to coming back to the great city of Chicago. And we're going to bash on the Royals a little bit later on, but at least we're going to a Cubs game Sunday. So we're looking forward to that. But, you know, Bo Pelini's got this fake Twitter thing with the cat. It's like he stole Pat Fitzgerald's cat. I mean, how long did it take this, and have they? I mean, they can say all the right things, but the season that they're coming off of, the way they started, the expectations they had, the lead they had on Ohio State, and then to have it crumble apart the way it did, to me, that might take more than a season to get over.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think that this is going to be a very difficult season, and it's one that will define Pat Fitzgerald's young career. He joined the Northwestern program and then became head coach, and there were lower expectations. And then he built up new expectations for himself after the 10-win season. And then last year, they were felled by injuries. It was so difficult for the team to lose their best playmaker and best player, arguably, Venrick Mark. And with Mark back in the fold for his last season, then this could be a much better team. I'm just worried to see if the same players in close games can keep it together for long enough. You look even at Cal in the season opener. Can they keep it together for long enough? If that game is 21-all in the last 2 minutes, will this Northwestern team be able to win the close game?
And just to remind the folks that the schedule last year, how it went in Big Ten play, Northwestern, Ohio State, national television at night. Northwestern had a lead. Ohio State picks it up on the flea flicker at the end to try and score and makes it a 10-point game instead of a 3-point game. Then they get blown out by Wisconsin, lose by 3 to Minnesota, lose at Iowa in overtime. Then it's the Hail Mary in Lincoln. Then it's a triple overtime loss to Michigan. And then Michigan State thumped them before they finally beat Illinois. So, Jimmy, there's no team that was bruised. I mean, there was teams that were beat and beat soundly, but mentally there's no team that's bruised up more than Northwestern.
Yeah, that's why I like him. I think Northwestern, the year before, they went 10-3, but didn't even get some breaks that year. Yep. They could have been 11-1, Doug. You know, they had some really close games. I think Nebraska beat them by a point, and they lost an overtime game to Michigan. What they got to do is find a way to beat Penn State. They can't beat Penn State. If they can beat Penn State this year, and I think they will, I think they're going to get on a roll.
And it's the first conference game.
Yeah, and they only won 5 games. When you go to the weight room and didn't go to a bowl game after you won 10 the year before, can you imagine what they're doing in the weight room? They are a quiet team, and you better get on them, people. Get on them, and you better get on them this fast.
Nick, he's been sold on him. He's fired up. Is Northwestern, is there anybody else that covers him on a daily basis that's fired up?
You know, maybe a few. I think Northwestern is one of the craziest fan bases in terms of expectations. We have one blogging site that's devoting 25 straight days to writing 25 things called purple positives about the Northwestern season. So I think he might have you guys there a little bit, but I'm not quite going that far yet, or I might never, but I agree wholeheartedly with the point that if Northwestern can get by Cal, Northern Illinois, and Penn State and go 4-0 into the next stretch, then that could be dangerous for other teams if they can get some confidence.
Talking with Nick Medline, PurpleWildcats.com. Off the field, on the field, coaching changes, transfers, recruiting. What was the biggest off-season story surrounding Northwestern football?
I mean, you know, I'd like to focus a little bit less on the Union story and a bit more on the team. I think that at the end of the day, we owe it to the team to really focus on them. They've been so hard at work all of spring, then they tried to focus on football and not on some of the off-the-field concerns. So I'm going to try and keep it on the field a little bit. And I think that the most interesting thing to me is Trevor Siemian, because at quarterback last year, he really struggled to take over games. There were too many interceptions, and until the final game of the season against Illinois, which really doesn't have a secondary at all, then he tended to struggle at times. He was a little inconsistent with King Coulter suffering from injuries. Then he kind of struggled to take the spotlight. But in the first day of spring practice, Pat Fitzgerald comes out and says Trevor Siemian is the quarterback, despite some solid backup, Zach Oliver, who looks ready to play and probably will in a couple of years, and redshirt freshman Matt Alfidi. Pat Fitzgerald gave him a huge vote of confidence, and he was outstanding in spring. He was motivated. He looks in better shape. They're trying to round out his game and make him a more mobile quarterback. But I think that Trevor Siemian will have to take them pretty far. There's only so far that a team can go without pretty strong play from its quarterback, especially with Northwestern. They can run the ball pretty well, but do they have a quarterback who could throw 25 solid passes a game, two touchdowns, maybe an interception? And going into the season, and especially leaving spring practice, I'm most interested in seeing how Trevor Siemian will do.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, you hit it right on, and that was the injuries. That's what I'm basing a lot of this on, is the fact that Northwestern played really a 50-50 game against Ohio State. You're 4-0. You lose the game, and then all of a sudden you start getting injuries. And, you know, it's so hard to overcome those. It sounds great. Oh, yeah, we got a new guy. He's pretty good. He does this. But you still don't have the people in there, your offensive line. And I thought that really affected the Nebraska game, because if you didn't have the injuries, you might have got up like 31-14, and it wasn't going to come down to a Hail Mary.
Yeah, that is quite the memory. I actually still can't believe that game. Nebraska is obviously a tricky opponent for Northwestern as well. You have to hope that this is going to be the year where it all counterbalances itself, where Northwestern will have no injuries and where they can kind of get through the season like that. But, you know, like you pointed out, this year, again, they can't really afford too many injuries. Northwestern at certain positions, like cornerback in particular, and maybe even a linebacker with some young talent, they could afford some injuries, so those wouldn't be too good. But otherwise, you can't lose running backs, because Northwestern relies on at least three to work productively. You can't lose a quarterback because there's no experience. This is another team, like you point out, if they suffer from injuries again, then I think they're in serious trouble.
Couple of minutes left here with Nick Medline, PurpleWildcats.com, publisher of the site. Check it out online. Interestingly enough, it just happened to coincide today. He was talking about the 25 positives. Well, today it's that they get to play Nebraska at home at night. So that's kind of a cool read if you go check that out. Obviously, Pat Fitzgerald being the linebacker, you've got at least a couple, bringing one of those to a Big Ten Media Days next week, and Colin Ellis and Chi-Chi or Chai-Chai Rodriguez, as everybody I'm sure could make a funny name for him. But you've got a lot of the guys that led the team back this year. Is the defense going to be overwhelmingly better?
What I wanted to focus on is Matthew Harris. In his true freshman season at cornerback, well, Pat Fitzgerald doesn't play true freshman, but Matthew Harris was so good that he learned the playbook faster than everyone. He had the greatest impact, or the second greatest impact, as a true freshman. They threw him out on the field, not expecting too much, and he was outstanding. Because, speaking of injuries, Northwestern, in the opening game of the season, in the second quarter, their starting cornerback, Daniel Jones, went down with a torn ACL. And Jones returned. But after they went through Dwight White, who really struggled at cornerback, Fitzgerald reluctantly put in his freshman. He was outstanding. Every true freshman will make some mistakes, but he was making plays. He's a good overall player. Nothing in particular stands out about his game. He's not a burner. He doesn't have the greatest instincts in the world, but he's just good in every department. And if he can take a leap into a sophomore season and starts and plays well, then I think that he could become one of the star corners in the Big Ten.
And I always like to bring up special teams. For as many close games as Northwestern has played, especially over the last couple of seasons, that is so, so important. That doesn't appear to be a strength of this year's team. It might be, but it looks like they got some work to do there and some young, fresh faces.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think that is a huge theme of the season. They will play a kicker who's either a walk-on and plays baseball on the side, originally a baseball player, or an original punter. When Hunter Niswander, their expected kicker, was kicking the ball last year, I thought that he was very, very far behind in terms of development. He really struggled when he got to Northwestern initially. He is a wild card. I wouldn't be surprised if Pat Fitzgerald, who's usually pretty conservative on offense in terms of making decisions, has to go for two a little bit more often. He could surprise me. Jeff Budzine, I mean, their last star kicker, wasn't the most heralded guy. But it's a great question, because Hunter Niswander at kicker, I have no idea how that one's going to turn out. So that could be tricky.
You know, I think the other thing we haven't talked about that is absolutely so critical on why I like Northwestern to have a chance at it. On their schedule, they do not play Ohio State or Michigan State. And, I mean, I think that is a tremendous advantage going in, because anybody that plays those two teams in Vegas is going to be the underdog. Yeah. But without those two, it means that everybody on your schedule is just like a Northwestern to me. So I think you got a really good chance of going in there without starting out 0-2 anyway.
Yeah. I also think that it puts a lot of pressure on the team, because Northwestern doesn't have a lot of games this year. Maybe, I still think, Wisconsin, where you look at the schedule and you think major underdogs. That can put a little bit of pressure on you. I think that Michigan State would beat them by four touchdowns. That's the worst matchup for them. Maybe in the country, I don't think there's a worse matchup than Michigan State. But imagine them getting another shot at Ohio State, no pressure, one game, a kind of situation like that, and I'd be interested to see that. But of course, you're right. I like them in a lot of these games. It'll be interesting to see how Iowa goes this year round. Of course, Nebraska. There's still some tough games that they can't look past. But, you know, that combination of injuries, of guys stepping up, will be important to know.
Well, Northwestern gets their first three games at home. They have the unusual Notre Dame game back on their schedule, so they play them very late in the season in November. In fact, by the time they get to the Notre Dame game, I think Northwestern's season will be defined, because Purdue and Illinois, winnable games you would think, are the only two left, and it'll be interesting to see where the Wildcats are at that time. So, Nick, I know it's only July 21st. My co-host Jimmy Langan is not afraid to say that he thinks Northwestern's got a chance to win the West and maybe get that Ohio State-Michigan State matchup, one of those two teams in the championship game. What are you thinking? Where do you see the Wildcats falling as of July 21st?
Oh, yeah. I think that for Northwestern, this season will be defined less by its opponents than it will by, can Northwestern win a game that's close? They have not been the most mentally tough team in the past. They haven't been able to make the play. A lot of the times that's been on defense. They have a quarterback who's still a little bit less proven than we'd like to admit over here. I still think that Wisconsin's struggle at Penn State is never an easy game, and like you said, Northwestern can't beat Penn State. Again, Minnesota's not a bad team anymore. They were pretty strong last year, and I'm not saying that they are as strong a program as Northwestern, but they've recruited well in the past, and I'm interested to see whether their young guys can step in. Nebraska, of course, should be a tricky one. I think that'll be a close one, similar to the game 2 years ago. Looking at the schedule, it is It is wide open, but I think that there's so many coin flip games where it's all about Northwestern making the big play, because I could see if they don't make those plays again, then they could be looking at another 5-7, 6-6 season. Like, they do need to take care of business. They have a history of not making the big plays, and they're going to need to take care of those this year.
Well, Nick, we look forward to seeing you at Media Days next week. Thanks for the preview of Northwestern. They're always a fun team to cover. They're a class act, of course, with Coach Fitzgerald. And, again, we root for them all but one week of the year. So best of luck to the guys there, and we'll see you in Chicago.
All right, thank you very much. I'll look forward to it.
You bet. Folks, check it out at purplewildcats.com. Check it out, Northwestern football, all sports. And that's their rivals site, Nick Medline, purplewildcats.com, our 14 teams in 14 days. When we come back, well, we've got more to talk about, including some Legion baseball, a little Buffalo County Fair preview. Stay with us.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service, and you never, never have to sign a contract. You'll get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Every day you struggle to attract new customers and keep the ones you have while keeping the business running and staying in a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, even wraps for your company vehicles. They can make sure you stand out at a fair or convention with a booth that will turn heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, across from the Kearney Chicken Coop, or visit KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, where the warm weather is needed to, if you're going to get a little bit of precipitation, you need the warm weather for everything to grow. But that also means T&L irrigation needs to be rolling in your field. In fact, Jimmy, it was kind of a sad deal. We were going by one of the fields the other day where the T&L, and it was a T&L. It was like, here's T&L, here's T&L, here's T&L. And it was one of those fields that didn't make it through because of the storms, but the cattle sure liked the T&L. They were getting a little shower this week.
Is that right?
Cool.
Hey, great idea. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I mean, what a nice, kind thing to do. You know what I mean? You just turn on the pivot. There's no corn out there. There's no beans. But you know, just shower the cattle.
Takes care of your land. Yeah. Give them a little shower. You can do that from home. Okay, time for the cows to take a bath.
Yeah, right, and it was there. Hot. It was hot. What a kind thing to do.
You just get right there with your PPC3 control. You can do it on your smartphone, your computer, anywhere that you have an internet wireless connection. T&L Irrigation Systems there for you from their worldwide headquarters in Hastings. They've been serving you for over 60 years and more than 65 countries worldwide. T&L Irrigation, you can stop by and check it out with your local T&L dealer or go to TLIRR.com. Well, our friends in Hastings have just got done with a great week in the Adams County Fair. They're done in Grand Island. They're getting ready for the State Fair. And this week at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds and throughout town, we've got the Buffalo County Fair going on. And I know folks are already fired up for the concerts that are going to be going on. That always gets the big pug, Jimmy, but there's always a lot of other festivities, not just from the 4-H and the carnival, but there's so much going on.
Yeah, I agree. It's good. It's fun to just go out and watch the people too. I enjoy that.
Well, Jenny is in to talk with us. Morning.
Good
first
morning.
Off.
Yes.
I always know when the event is here, you guys are everybody usually running around with their heads cut off. You're supposed to have everything in line. You're ready for it to start. You're ready to go.
We're ready to get going. It starts on Wednesday. Everything gears up. You'll see the carnival start moving in this week. Kind of creates that atmosphere when the rides move in. They start putting them up. We got the spotlights going around at night for the carnival. So that starts on Wednesday. We've got our big little Big Town concert on Thursday evening with Dan and Shay. We still do have tickets for that. So if you don't have your tickets yet, we still have tickets. Not necessarily a seat, but you have a great standing view close to the stage.
Yeah, and if I understand right, of course, the great grandstands, and this year down low, it'll be standing room only.
Yes.
Down on the floor where all the youngsters want to be anyway.
Yeah, that's where I want to be. Isn't that where you want to be?
Well, whether I'm young or not, yeah, that's where all the action
Everyone's
is.
Everyone's young when it's fair week.
That's where all the action is, and that's not the only concert, but I know that's the one a lot of people are talking about, but there's some other favorites coming in.
Yes, on Friday, we'll have Josh Thompson in our Buffalo Corral, a.k.a. Beer Garden, and then the next night, we have Boss Grant. He's a Johnny Cash tribute band. Very, very good. All the way down to the playing style.
Oh, my.
It's very similar to Johnny Cash. Sounds awesome. And then the local favorites, Red, Wine, and Blue on Sunday.
Plenty to find out about. And again, let's start there. If you want a ticket, if you want more information, mm-hmm. I know there's the website, ways to get tickets. Yep. You can come out to the fairgrounds, but what are the other ways?
Yep, you can go to pickmytickets.com. And so all the tickets will be online there. Or if you would rather come to the fair office, we're in the exhibit building. And there's a sign above our door that says fair office. So it's not too confusing. They are putting up panels, so you might have to figure out how to get there. But it's easy.
A lot of other things going on as well besides just the concerts. A couple of new things you were telling me about. What are some of the other feature events?
We have draft horses this year, which everybody gets a little bit excited about. The big, Clydesdales, and I don't know much about them. I'm learning a lot. This is our first time. They're gorgeous horses. So come out and see those.
If you don't know what a draft horse is, that's the Budweiser Clydesdales. Yes. They're not necessarily, that's not what's coming in, but
they're gorgeous.
They're great. They bring them into the state fair. That's usually where folks in Nebraska see them, but I know a lot of folks, including some people in my family, like seeing the draft horses.
Yeah, those are on Saturday from 9 to about 1.
Okay.
And then we also have the demo derby on Saturday, our awesome bull riding on Sunday. We are really excited about one of our new concession areas. It's called CR's Beef Barn, and it's going to be similar to the Beef Pit. It's the C and the R stand for Cole Roseberry. And so we are actually, if you purchase a meal, $1 of that meal is going to go towards their fund, which they give money to the, I think it's the KPS Poverty mm-hmm. Funds, mm-hmm. but different elementary schools, and they donate to each school individually. So I know last year they donated $1,000. And I think it'd be really cool if we could, just from the fair alone, get another $1,000. So
I'm definitely going to have a meal there, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think I'll tell you what. With Jenny's charisma here, I'm already going. I mean, before I met, I thought maybe I'd go, maybe I'm not. But you've talked to me about four or five things that look fun. I will not get on any ride, though, that goes real high in the air. I did that with my daughter when she was like 11, and she was just so tickled and so excited. And she looked over at me, and I was just like terrified, So anything
white knuckles.
Anything on the ground, no matter how fast it goes, I'm there. Anything in the air, I am not riding it.
Well, we have plenty of both styles for you.
Good deal.
Yes.
You like getting on the carousel?
That's it. I didn't even mind. Merry-go-round.
Is that what you want?
The scrambler and the tilt-a-whirl were fine because they stayed down on the ground. You know, anything up really high that comes flying, I'm not on. I'm not going to do that.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Also, a theme. Of course, the reason we less forget that the real reason we have the fair are the 4-H'ers, and that's inside, outside the livestock. They always do such a great job. You've got a nice theme with that this year. Tell us about that.
Yes, our theme is Leave the Night On, and so it's kind of just basically the theme is mason jars and fireflies and just kids, you know, kid fun. I actually was on a walk the other day and saw 4 or 5 little boys catching fireflies, but they were doing it wrong. They had a net. And then they couldn't clasp over the net because the hole was too big, so they needed to have the jar situation.
Explain
going
to me.
On.
Give me how you catch a firefly.
So you know it's got to be dark, dusk, right? Is when they come out.
Sure.
I used to do it with peanut butter jars, but mason jars will work too. You just have to follow it. I don't know. It's just a kid thing. It's fun.
You got
to be
quick.
Quick.
You have to have the peanut butter jar.
You have to have some athleticism, which is why we're here today.
Oh, no.
So you have the lid, and then you go up to the firefly, and what you do is you look at its eyes, and when it looks away, that's
stare
when you go. You stare it down. Because, you know, they have those fireflies have big eyes. You can see when their eyes turn the other way.
You are so unbelievably full of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know
because Jenny and I are both agreeing on
Jenny Deerhand. Okay. She knows way more about any of this than me as we're talking about the Buffalo County Fair. And again, as you mentioned, and I don't want to be remiss with this. It is the anniversary of Cole Roseberry, and I know the baseball is going on, and Dave Roseberry, the manager out there at the fairgrounds, and as you talked about, some of the funds go there. We had a fundraiser here not that long ago, and it does help out some of the youth that need help with the Kearney Public Schools, and I know the fireflies were a big deal with Cole and kind of a theme there, too.
Like kind of the dragonfly thing. But, yeah, it's we're just really excited. Fair will always be kind of an interesting time of year for the Roseberries now. So we thought to have CR's Beef Barn would be a great tribute to the family and how much, you know, they've been out and supported the fair and how much Cole loved the fair. And
yeah, it's a lot of fun time. It's always great to see the kids out there, but of course the adults turn into kids from time to time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going on Wednesday is when the carnival rolls in. It's there all weekend long.
Yep.
Is there anything else that we've skipped over here that you wanted to mention?
Ooh,
we've talked about the concerts. We've talked about the other things like the bull riding and the demo derby, and we'll have tickets to give away later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show for that. Entrance fee, parking, what's that like?
Oh, parking's just $2. So, and then we don't have the gate fees. It is free to come in and walk around. Make sure, definitely head into the exhibit building. The commercial vendors have purchased a full hog, and they've divided it into two halves. And just by registering, you can win half a hog this year at the Buffalo County Fair. There will be two winners. So we're very excited about that.
And tickets are still available for the concerts. As she said, free to get in, $2 if you want to park on the grounds there. And you can find out more online.
Yes, BuffaloCountyFairgrounds.com. That will have all the information that you need to know. So head there. Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, so awesome.
All the social media.
That's the way it works these days. We've got a lot of outlets to get everything out there. Well, Jenny, I know we're fired up to be there. I know the concert's going to be a big haul-in starting on Thursday, so hope to see you out there.
Oh, you will.
Thanks
Come
for coming.
Come find me.
In.
Yes, I will. Everybody else in Kearney. We'll see you out there.
Come on out, folks. Wherever you're from, come out and enjoy, because I know a lot of people from here went to the concerts in Grand Island and Hastings, and I know that that's going to reciprocate, and a lot of people are coming in for that. Little Big Town on Thursday, Josh Thompson on Friday. You've got Red, Wanting Blue on Sunday. You've got the Demolition Derby and the Bull Riding going on this weekend as well. And again, you can go online for more information, BuffaloCountyFairgrounds.com. The carnival hours are 6 to 11 p.m. every day except for Sunday, where they will go from 1 to 11. And on Saturday, 1 to 5 reduced price early on. Is that
on Friday?
Or
on Friday. Friday afternoon is the reduced price session. And then also on Wednesday will be the same reduced price if you bring 5 cans of food. We're doing a little bit of a food drive. So on Wednesday, if you're coming out to the carnival, bring 5 cans. You get $5 off your one-day wristband. Well, only on Wednesday, though.
There you go. Check in again. All those details. I know we went through a lot. BuffaloCountyFairgrounds.com. Jenny, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Jimmy, our hour has just whoosh, right by.
That's good. That means
everything good.
Yeah, that's good. You called me out again. Every once in a while, you tell people, "Hey, you're full of it." Well, I'm full of it because I tell you how to
is that true, or were you just making that up to me?
Well, I kind of made it up about the eyes.
Well, okay. Well, yeah.
About the eyes. You know,
I didn't even know you could see the eyes.
When do you think the last time was I caught a firefly? Let's be honest about it. Do you think I do all that often? I mean, I was just playing along.
No.
I was trying to get you a little excited.
But
I was true about Northwestern, though. I like Northwestern.
I like it was kind of recent. I see the fireflies.
Yeah, I do. It's kind of fun to see them.
Usually they're looking for my golf balls.
There you go.
There you go. We've got a lot of Legion baseball. We talked about the Little Leaguers again. They will go to Indianapolis, and their first game will be Friday night, August 1st. They've got the night game. All the games in Indy in that pool play, you can watch online, ESPN3. Now, that's not television, but you can watch it online at ESPN3. Then the semifinals and finals will be on television. Nebraska starts with whoever wins the North-South Dakota, which is still to be determined. Plenty of Legion baseball going on tonight. Let's run it down real quick for you so you know where to be. The A6 seniors in Norfolk, Grand Island Home Federal, will play Fremont at 7 o'clock. Home Federal, the only undefeated team left there. Kearney Runza is the undefeated team left in the A7 seniors. So, Jimmy, you don't have to go to North Platte tonight. They're in the finals.
No, I don't. Do we get to spend 30 seconds talking about Runza? Can I do that?
Yeah, they're going to play the winner of North Platte Hastings. Hastings has come back through the loser's bracket. They played North Platte in the opening round, so they'll have a rematch tonight at 5:30. Then the winner would have to beat Kearney twice tomorrow. That starts at 4. It's a little earlier than usual, 4 tomorrow. And you can hear the Hastings games here on our sister station, 12:30 KHAS. But Kearney really lit it up yesterday.
You know, on Saturday we had a really important game we had to win. It was 4-4 in the eighth, and Scottsbluff had runners at second and third with one out. So, you know, they look like they have the advantage right there. And, Peyton Pocock pitched and got out of a big jam there, and then we scored some runs in the ninth. Matt Moore started the tournament 9-for-9. Matt Moore, 9-for-9. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, I've never seen anything quite like that. Hunter King scored 3 runs that game, and Shriner and Dakota Shriner, Ty Roseberry both had nice games. And then Harrison Pierce, Jared Smalley had really important bunts in the eighth and ninth inning. And then Chris Langen had a big sacrifice bunt in the ninth inning, too, to get us that 6-4 lead. But yesterday, Braden Eckhout had just a special game. Braden Eckhout had 2 home runs in the same inning, Doug. A grand slam. Look at Doug's looking at me like I didn't know that. So it's kind of important we got to talk about that. Braden Eckhout had a grand slam and a 2-run homer in the same inning. You know, now that you talk about a special game right there. He had a good game. And then Chris Langen, my son, had pitched pretty well, too, you know. So
he got some run support.
He got a little run support. He's like
25-3.
He was kind of nervous going into the game.
Oh,
you
yeah.
could tell. You know, and the kind of nerves go away a little bit when you look up at the scoreboard and it's 15-1. You know, you're going, I might make a mistake here and still be okay. But, yeah, but that was a good win for them. And, Post 52 is playing tonight in Hastings, you know, and if they can win tonight, then they have to just beat Hastings twice, and then they'll be going. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. Hastings is playing well right now. The Hastings, you know, post 52, yep. And then Hastings again is in, they're seniors. They got to just beat North Platte one time, and they're going to state. So a lot of area teams with Grand Island having the success they're having, too.
Yeah, remember, in Class A, 2 teams from each district go, so that's the one thing about Kearney. The win yesterday, they're going to state. If they win the area, then they get to go to state in Grand Island. Otherwise, they go to Omaha, so there's still something to play for there. B6 seniors at Cozad. Holdridge and McCook play an elimination game tonight. The winner will have to beat Cozad twice tomorrow. The C6 seniors in Osceola. St. Paul, the only undefeated team remaining. They'll play Palmer, Walbach, Greeley tonight. Sutton and David City have the first game there. The C7 going on at Shelton. Shelton Gibbon is the undefeated team there. They will play Dannebrog, Carroll, Bolas at 7:30 tonight. Overton and Hirschland will have the first game at 5. That's elimination. The 2 Grand Island teams, this happens from time to time, but the 2 Grand Island junior teams have to play each other tonight in Fremont. In the A6, that's at 7:30. Fremont and South Sioux will play an elimination game. 5 points is the undefeated team, and the Dinsdale squad lost their first game. They've come all the way back. They'll have to win tonight to stay alive in the tournament. As you said, the A7 juniors at Hastings. Hastings beat North Platte 9-7 yesterday. Kearney beat Lexington 11-1. Kearney and North Platte tonight at 5:30. The state tournaments, Minden got that big win. Congratulations to Kearney County. They beat Blair 2-1. On the first round game Saturday. Then they lost to Beatrice yesterday 6-3 for Holdridge. They beat Aurora the opening day, and then they lost to Hickman yesterday. Aurora was lost, eliminated by Waverly in eight innings. So at 1 o'clock in Aurora, it's Minden-Waverly. At 4 o'clock, Holdridge-Blair. And then in the winner's bracket, Beatrice-Hickman at 7 o'clock. And finally, the Class C State Tournament. Palmer-Wallback-Greeley plays Battle Creek at 2, Malcolm and Crofton at 5, and the winner's bracket final, Creighton and Louisville at 8 o'clock. And again, the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Basketball game is tonight. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the All-Star Volleyball game, which has a ton of young ladies from the area that are going to be competing in that. Giltner and St. Paul, their coaches are going to be coaching in that. Congratulations to them. We'll be talking about that tomorrow on the show as well. We want to thank Jenny Gerhan from the Buffalo County Fair for stopping by here in our last segment to talk about the big week coming up. Also want to thank from Northwestern and PurpleWildcats.com joining us on the show today, Nick Medline and Paul Reinertsen, former Gibbon basketball coach, coaching the All-Stars tonight. So more Big Ten football, more coaches talk, more baseball talk. Damon Day will be in as the co-host tomorrow. Jimmy Langan, enjoy your night off.
Yeah, there you go. I'll see you Friday, I believe, right?
I sure hope so.
Yep.
See you then on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.